A retrospective of the work of the late photographer Gary Winogrand is now on view at the Museum of Modern Art in New York, and the show's catalog is available at many bookstores. Critic at large Laurie Stone says Winogrand's images are both singular and universal.
You may have seen Gary Winogrand's pictures. They're full of speed and energy, crammed with detail, showing situations and people slightly off kilter. Winogrand came up in the 50s. He was one of the new breed of photojournalists who fancied themselves adventurers and who admired the grainy, anti-aesthetic look of Italian movies. He died of cancer in 1984, and this thrilling retrospective, offering a sweep of the artist's life, testifies to his enduring imprint on photography and on our imaginations. Winogrand's vision is amazingly consistent. His photographs are autobiography, illustrating his absorptions. They're like a marathon cartoon strip. He once said he photographed in order to see what the things that interested him looked like as photographs. He loves watching women move. They don't have to be beautiful in a conventional way. His focus confers power and sensuality. In one shot, a young woman is caught in heedless rapture. She holds a melting ice cream cone and throws back her head laughing. Her pleasure makes her indifferent to the fact that the ice cream may drip on her coat. Winogrand loves watching people watching others. In many photographs, several groups, with varying motives, are caught in a single frame. You ask, as Winogrand did, playing detective, shrink, and novelist, what's the story? Winogrand grew up in a crowded Bronx tenement, and for privacy and space, he took to the streets early. Throughout his career, the streets, especially New York streets, are his true home and public spaces his true setting. In anonymity, he finds the feeling of belonging that others seek in family life. Among strangers, out in the world, he feels free, and he's forever watching for the intimate moment, people exposing their feelings, their sense of surprise, their ambivalence. A coiffed woman dancing at El Morocco reveals her boredom over her partner's shoulder. A man in a suit does a backflip on the street for no apparent reason. Often Winogrand identifies with trapped or imperiled animals, and some of his pictures are harrowing, images you wish you weren't seeing but can't evade. From a car window, he catches a dog on a highway, destined, an instant after the camera shutter has snapped, to die under the wheels of an oncoming car. Winogrand often prowled zoos, making common cause and extraordinary eye contact with large, sad-looking beasts. An orangutan lies on its side, with piercing intelligence on its almost human face. A huge walrus peers knowingly at Winogrand's lens, while a trio of human onlookers is closed off from their intimate moment. Frequently, too, Winogrand is impelled by the moment when impetuous love sneaks up among humans and between humans and animals. A whale in an underwater tank shares a stare of love and longing with a man cleaning his window. At a Texas fair, a heifer shoots a kiss at a cowboy, tipping the man's hat with its huge tongue. Winogrand's world is full of drive, self-involvement, and startling spectacle amid seeming ordinariness. In his work, we see the man's voyeurism and longing, and we see ourselves as we exist in the world, trying to mask ourselves and put on a social face, but inevitably exposing ourselves, becoming vulnerable, and in doing that, appearing not repellent as we fear, but becoming fit subjects for a spirit like Winogrand's.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and is a contributor to The Village Voice. The Gary Winogrand exhibit will be at the Museum of Modern Art through August 16th, then it travels to Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and other cities.